This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Dunedin. Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills, networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Welcome to DMCC Live On Air. You with PK. We've got Ash coming in the studio very soon. Yes, we're live. Okay. Hey, this song is called New Morning. It's been produced. It was written and produced here in Otipoti.
Yeah.
2014.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying to Greg, I feel like I'm an ice cube melting.
An ice cube melting, tell me.
Yeah, listening to that track, it's not like an ice cube just melting in the sun.
It's a meditation. It was a meditation track. Well, it was. I'll tell you, okay, I didn't say who wrote it, but it was me.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was really good. It was really, really nice.
Well, see, I
yeah.
wrote a collection, and it was for after hearing.
Yeah.
My wife was talking to me about massage tapes.
Oh, tapes.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, well,
you
audio.
You sell those.
Well, this is back then. I mean,
sell it to all the yogis, all the yoga studios.
I thought I could do that, yeah. And that was on the track.
Yeah.
So thinking, yeah, I don't mind that. I mean, yeah. Massage, you want that kind of meditation.
That's right. Massage, yoga classes, massage, yep.
Hey, so like we were talking about last week was Cook Island Language Week.
Yeah, it was. That's right, yeah. And it's just ended, is it?
It's just ended on the 23rd.
Cool.
And the next
one is Papua New Guinea Language Week, which is, of course, Pidgin Language Week. And Pidgin is cool because it's basically the same thing as Bislama, which was – we had Vanuatu Language Week, Bislama. But Bislama is just basically the same thing as Pidgin with just a wee variation. There's a couple of wee variations. It's more or less the same. If you speak Pidgin, you can speak Bislama. If you speak Bislama, you can speak Pidgin.
So what we're talking about is New Zealand Language Weeks, which started in May, which was Rotuman, and then the Samoan Language Week, which was June the 1st.
Yeah.
I won't go through all the dates, but then Kiribati, Vanuatu, Bislama.
Yeah.
We're on that week.
Yeah. Yeah,
Cook Islands, Tonga last week. Then we've got Papua New Guinea.
Yeah,
next.
That's right. PNG next, and that's in September, is it?
Yeah, and then Māori Language Week, which is September the 15th. Cool. Yeah,
choice. We've even got Solomon Islands Pidgin, which is in November. That's awesome. That's cool how Pidgin gets like three times a year, basically. Yeah, because it's three different countries that speak the same thing. But they're called three different things because they're just variations of each other.
When you say Pidgin, to me, it's like speaking English, trying to speak slang English with English, local language.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so, hey, we were with the Dunedin Hare Krishna last week, last weekend.
That was nice.
In praise of the divine and evening of bliss, multicultural event.
I think it was Krishna's birthday, yeah.
Krishna's birthday.
Yeah.
Mm. What a cool
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah,
gig.
Lovely. Yep.
It was a cool gig.
Merry Krishna. Yeah. Happy Krishna. Hare Krishna, sorry. Hare Krishna. it's a terminology, I think.
I always love talking about global Otipoti.
Yeah.
Global artist Otipoti.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like that thing that started, you know, where we were putting together local musicians, songwriters, singers, ended up being dancers and that. Well, it started back in when you and I met.
Yeah.
Both became on board at the DMCC, which was 2021.
Yeah.
And the first race relations week I did, we wrote the song.
Yeah.
And we had 9 kids from 9 different schools.
That's right, we did. That's what we did. And we had my eldest son at the time, who is now almost 17. He did a wee rap in Iran's national language, which is called Farsi. And he's half Iranian, that boy. So he did a wee verse there, which is quite cool. We'll listen to it shortly.
Yeah, so the languages that were being sung, let's go through them. There was Tamil, Samoan, Māori, Fijian, Mandarin.
Yeah.
Arabic.
Yeah.
Hindi.
Yeah.
Farsi, as you said.
Yeah.
And all the choruses were done in Māori. But let's read the lyrics. Now, you read them, actually.
Okay. I don't know about the Tamil or the Samoan.
The English version.
Oh, the English version. Yes, of course.
Which is on your left-hand side. You can try reading them in Samoan.
I thought that's what you meant. I was like, oh, okay, if you, I could give it a go. Like the Great Toroa, we have.
What's the name? The title of the song is what do we call it?
The Race Relations Song.
Diversity, yeah.
Yeah.
But they end up being called the Diversity Song.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go for it.
Like the Great Toroa, we have traversed great distances across the seas to be here in Aotearoa to live in peace and harmony.
And that was done in Tamil.
That was in Tamil.
That was a girl from Lux Salvinson's daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The yeah, Lux's girl, yeah.
She sang that. That's right. The next part's in Samoan. Yeah. So read the English version.
To be here in Aotearoa, to live in peace and harmony. That's Samoan bit. And then we jump into the chorus, which is in Māori. We come from lands far and wide, joined in Otapoti in the long white cloud. Then we go to Fiji and
Bula.
Bula Vinaka. And the words are black, white, yellow, red. We come together all as one. It's okay to be yourself. Don't forget where you're from. I like how you made that rhyme, even the English bit. Then we go into Chinese Mandarin. Let all nations know the home of the Toroa. Its feather is a sign. The world will be as one. And then the chorus, which we've already covered. Then we go into Arabic. We come from lands far and wide, traveled from nations around the globe. The Toroa, its feather, a sign of unity, peace, goodwill, and prosperity. And we have the Maori chorus. And then we have Roshan's rap, which is quite cool.
Can you read that in
Farsi? Farsi? Well, I can try and rap it if you want.
Well, rap it.
It goes, Ma yek insanim hech farq nadarim tu kore ye yek zamin siyasefi chiniim hindi mindi mariim dige chare nadarim majburim ba ham bashim ba ham dige khub bashim.
And can you read that in English?
So it's basically, we are one human race. There's no differences between us. We're on one planet Earth, you know, white, black, Chinese. We're white, we're black, we're Chinese. We're Indian, we're Maori. We're we got no other choice, really. So we got no other choice but to get along with each other because the planet's too small. So let's just get on with it and be good to each other. It's just common sense. So yeah. Then we go, of course, to the final bit, which is the chorus in Maori.
So here it is, the diversity song. All high school students.
Team. Done so well, isn't it? What a beautiful voice Lux's girl has. They're all so talented.
Yep.
Might be time to do another one. Start working on the next one.
There's always time, man. Anyway, let's sing.
I like this song a lot. It's nice.
Tamil. Okay, go. Go to Egypt.
This is probably my favorite bit in the whole song. So cool, eh?
Mandarin. She's from Karkar Valley.
The Fijian girl.
No, the China Mandarin
the Chinese girl.
No.
Oh, yeah.
The girl that's singing now. To a full-on te reo school here.
It changed.
Then, yeah. Arabic.
Oh, yeah.
Karkar Valley head girl on that year.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Kings. Boy.
Is that Indian? Hindi.
He also played a saxophone, baritone. He's 13 then at the time, mate.
So cute.
13.
What a sweet age.
Oh, that's the Indian boy playing the baritone sax.
It sounds like we could have done with one more rap over the sax.
come from lands far and wide, joined in all uti poti or tako in the long white cloud.
For free English classes in Dunedin, contact English Language Partners New Zealand at dunedin@englishlanguage.org.nz. To inquire about their programs for New Zealand citizens, residents and newcomers, which can help with job seeking and settling into the community, you may also find relevant information or resources through the Dunedin City Council website, or by contacting the English Language Centre at Otago Polytech, which may have financial assistance options. That sounds good, eh? Financial assistance options.
Does anyone out there want to learn English for free? Because if you do,
yeah.
Just what Ash was reading, free English classes in Dunedin. You know, did you see when you walked in here to the studio?
Yeah.
You see there's a right out by the office next door.
Yeah.
So Otago Access Radio.
Yeah.
Free English lessons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they're on this floor. So we're broadcasting from Community House on Princess Street. Yeah. And but if you want to learn English, English Language Partners, New Zealand.
Mm.
Yeah. I thought it'd be handy for like residents and newcomers, New Zealand citizens, residents and newcomers.
Yeah.
Help with job seeking and settling into the community.
Yeah. Yes. So, oh, sweet as.
Tell me, you know, we've had a couple of jams together.
Yeah.
Doing percussion and things. Because with one multicultural council, you had a group that were drumming, weren't they?
Mm. Yeah, we did. That was fun.
How many did you have?
It was pretty big. Like 20 plus people, maybe 30. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of drums.
Yeah.
There's a photo of it.
Yeah.
It looked like maybe even 40 to 50 people. Like it was pretty big.
Because
it was a huge circle.
You've got an orchestra there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the entire Japanese drumming club.
Oh, taiko drumming.
Yeah, like their whole troupe.
Yeah.
And then just a few other people here and there as well on top. So that was fun when we did that wee jam at the Otago Museum a few years back. That was cool.
So what I'm talking about, this is back to our global artist Uti Poti.
Yeah.
And just moving forward and things that we want to do that are coming up.
Yeah.
But the latest thing we did was our song Together We Fly, which we released in March of this year.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And we were talking about it last week, but I got the list of all the people involved in that song.
There's a lot of people there, eh?
It's close to 20. So when we're talking about orchestras.
That's pretty cool, eh?
That's our last musical venture or multicultural musical adventure and video.
So here's all the countries that were represented in that song.
Yeah, read them out. So the last song, we'll be playing this next.
Yeah.
But yeah, read
so
out.
So we've got India, Pakistan, the languages, Tamil, Urdu, the Lossi dialect from Zambia, Maori, English, North London, presume that's English, Persian, Indian, Samoan, some more Tamil there, Indo-Fijian, the Uwa tribe of Ghana, the Tigray tribe of Ethiopia.
From the Tigray.
Yeah, Kerala state from South India, Uttar Pradesh state in North India. Mm. Cool.
So, Mini Papara Sarathi, she Tamil, she was lead vocal. Zohar Burana, Pakistan, lead vocals. Mm. Namakal Nalumango, she was from Zambia.
Yeah.
We've done a few gigs together.
Yeah, I like Namakal.
Dean Ellison,
yeah,
good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Māori was on guitar and vocals.
Yeah.
local jazz musician and pianist,
yeah.
Anne-Marie Nelson,
yeah.
From here, from New Zealand. Mike Jenkins, who was singing. He's yeah. the one in North London.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Ashkan Ashraf, Persian, Iran, myself, Peter Kesha, Indian, Samoa, New Zealand. It's getting quite diverse, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're only talking about some of the vocals here. We haven't gotten to the band yet. Mm. Narration, how's this? James Allred, Californian, here and living here in Dunedin. That's so cool. Every the names I'm reading, they all live here, yeah. Mochi Poti. Mm. And I know there's a lot more from around the globe that are living here. They want to be doing stuff.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely a cool thing. Very diverse.
Nathan Berg on bass.
Yeah.
Is from the East Coast in America, another American brother.
Yeah.
On Sarod, Narayan Ganesh. He's Hindi from South India.
Sir Axelrod.
Sarod.
Oh, Sarod.
The instrument he was playing.
Ah, yeah.
Looks like a sitar. Well, he was 86 or 87 when he did that track, yeah. 87. And on Veena was Aswara Kovana Kisava. Tamil, Avena, which looks like...
Cassava.
Do you remember what the Avena looks like?
Avena?
Yeah, the instrument we used. Did one of it on that track.
Oh, yeah.
Not much different than a sarod.
Oh, but yeah.
That's cool. So the sarod had like about 24 strings. The Avena. I mean, it's quite a long neck with like a bulb.
Yeah.
Kind of... But,
like yeah. a sitar. Kind of
similar, yeah.
similar,
but yeah. So nice sound, and then on Dulak, which is a percussion, Indian percussion instrument. You see them a lot. I saw them at the Krishna fest that we were at. And once it's a hand drum, about that long, but you hold it with a slightly bigger end, like your palm or and your face.
Yeah,
in terms of size.
Yeah,
and yeah, so he played that and tabla. That's Vikash Prasad, and he's a Fijian Indian.
Yeah,
yeah. So getting to congas, Robert Coffee Fuga from the U tribe, Ghana.
Yeah, coffee. Everyone knows coffee. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
From Ghana. Yeah,
coffee and then from Ghana, and then our brother Johnny G. On congas, and his tribe is Tigre, Ethiopia.
The Tigre tigers.
Yeah, tribe.
Yeah,
yeah. Tigers.
That's what it means, Tigre. It means tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. And then we had Nataya Indian School, dance school that we're in on now, that did choreographed,
that's right. Yep.
Did all the choreography.
Yep, they're very cool.
And that, it was four of them, Jayanthri, Bilal, Papanaru, sorry my pronunciation, Tamil Nadu State, South India, there's three girls. One of them was her daughter, too, that were dancing. Anushka, Rajesh, D. Lakshmi, Vineeth, Kerala State, South India, and Manasvi Singh, Uttar Pradesh State, North India. And then our good friend, local boy from Dunedin, Joe Gallagher.
Mm. Oh, well, that was a nice wee list of credits there. And this here is the track that we've been warming you up for. And it's Global Artists Otapoti.
Yeah. All children of one planet, come and celebrate the power of unity and diversity with us.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.